Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host. We are happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We'll welcome you to come to the Doctrine of Truth. To our desire is for you to, we all agree, from the grassroots level, all listeners are call in and share their biblical experience so that we can all grow thereby. Amen. The subject is born again, born again. And Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast. We thank you for this program. Oh, God, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon all that are listening and all that desire to listen. And, Lord, as you draw them to the broadcast, Lord, we ask you to strengthen them and give them encouragement, oh, God, and bind Satan's hand, oh, God, every weapon that is trying to destroy the minds, the soul, the body, and the spirit. Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you, Lord, because you all, you know all, and you see all, you hear all. Oh, God, you are everywhere. You're all powerful. And Lord, we thank you for being our friend, for being on our side. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing us when no one else would hear. No one will understand or know what we're going through. And Lord, as we go through these situations and go through our trials and go through our growing spells, in the name of Jesus, give us the victory. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can find us on the web, www.jciministries.org. Excuse me. www.jciministries.org. And you can go to our website, Jesus Christ International Ministries, amen. And when you click on media, and you go down to the bottom, and you see Facebook. If you like us on Facebook, if you like us on Ustream, and we'll be doing that on Sundays as well. If you like to click on a donation, you're welcome to do so. You're welcome to do so. We're happy to have you, and you call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And if you're a first-time caller and you know how we don't know how the program works, amen, like you're listening now, amen, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when we open up the studio, you can click on 1, and our technician will put you in, and you can make your comments. We will not give your name or location. We'll only give your area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. And then you can express yourself. We don't fight against anyone. We don't try to go out and destroy anyone. We're all here working in love. We're all here coming together. Like Proverbs say, iron sharpening and iron. Amen. You might learn some things that God has taught you through your trials and your tribulations. Amen. You can share with others. Amen. And we can strengthen one another. That's what we're about here. You can express yourself. And at the same time, you can express yourself. Amen. And have a platform that you can thank God for all the listeners. Amen, that comes in, and you can get a chance to say things, amen, godly, amen, that maybe you thought no one would hear. You thought no one would be able to listen to what you have to say, amen. But God is able. God is able, amen, and we're trying to utilize all the equipment or technology to reach out, amen, and strengthen each other. Amen. God has a position. He has a plan for you. Amen. And And God is not dead. He know what you're about. He knows your talent. He knows your skills. Amen. So when you come to him, amen, as you, as he planned in the creation of time, for you to be a fellowship with him, and when you come to him, he will be restoring your abilities and skills, amen, that you can spread the good news. And this is what we're about in this broadcast, amen, what is born again. And in this program, we have done one before on born again, but this is more of a approach, amen, after you receive the birth of Christ, amen, what next? After you receive the birth of Christ, what next? And you have to understand, amen, that you are a little bit more difficult than you thought you were. You're more a miracle than you really, that the enemy have been telling you, you're no good, you're not this and not that, amen, but that's his motive. That's his desire. The enemy's desire, the world's desire to tear you down. But God has given you gifts and talents, amen, to help you find your real self, to help you find your real self. And born again, the new birth, amen, the new stop, the start all over, amen, is what it's about. And that's what the new, to be born again is starting all over again in Christ. You're starting all over again in Christ Jesus. And you look at this approach, amen, the subject is to be born again. It means that we want to put in references on the side to express, amen, to start all over again in life. And that's what the very familiar from Nicodemus, third chapter of Gospel according to John, is very familiar. In the Gospel according to John, and this ruler came to Jesus by night, amen, he was hearing great things, his great teaching, and he expressed himself, amen, privately to God. And understanding now that you can talk to God privately after this broadcast, amen, you can feel a need as always, amen. We call that prayer. We call that prayer. It's an open If we want to break it down a little bit further, amen, we can say that, you know, it's a cell phone call away. It's a cell phone call away. You don't have to pay no bills, amen. You just believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and accept him in your heart, amen, make that confession, amen, then start talking to him daily. And any moment, any time, you can make a call. You can make a call. Say, Lord, I need to talk with you privately in your heart and your mind. Amen. And he will hear you. He will hear you. Amen. If it need to, he will respond through his creation. And that's where many fall short. I fall short and begin to learn that God is so big. He has many tools in his creation, and he can speak to your understanding whereby you can learn, you can understand, amen, that he had many ways of speaking to you. Now, we're going to use the third chapter, Gospel of St. John, then we want to go to the book of John, the book of James, the first chapter. We're going to go to James 1, and we want to work from there, and then we're going to open up the studio for any comments on this subject, amen, because we want to learn from each other your approach to it. John, the third chapter out of the King James Bible, and we always stress, know your Bible. Number one, make sure you have one of the closest translation that you can of the time of Jesus and the apostles when the Word of God was being translated. I know there are many lies out there about the Word being translated so far and so forth and this and all of that. Yes, amen, but try to find the first and the close translations you can, amen, in your language, amen, and work from there. When you work from there with the prayer of God and the Holy Spirit, that's why we're talking about being born again, and you're going to find out the Bible going to come more clear to you, amen, when you become born in Christ, amen, than it was that you ever thought it was. King James Bible, Amplified Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the New International Bible, amen, and you can go from there. And we're working from the King James here at this study. Amen. I found that the King James is an open Bible all over the world. You can say King James, and many people will respond to that. If you were doing your own private studies, then, you know, like I have three or four different translations. Amen. But here, in Gospel according to John, the third chapter, and we notice here, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou have done except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that is the whole issue about Christ and the church. Amen. We want to go to heaven. We want to be in the resurrection. Amen. We want to be, amen, a part of this new earth and the new kingdom that God has for his people. And you'll find, amen, the resurrection is one of the major part of any gospel message. Amen. And how to get there, you need to be born again. You need to be able, through the Spirit of God, to be able to make that journey. Being born again, the spirit man, we are body, soul, and spirit. And we begin to look in the book of James. And we want to take a little bit here. We don't want to run and run, amen, through so many scriptures, because we want to get understanding, amen. James has said something here, amen. And we have to be very, and when you study the Bible, you're making studies, James has said something here. James, the first epistle of James, the first chapter, and he's talking about, he said, therefore, 21st verse, laying apart all filthiness and superiority of the naughtiness, and receive the meekness of the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. To save your soul. Now, to be born again is considered, many have called it the new concept of regeneration. And we want to look at some definition that we found here. The new birth is a creation, life-giving operation by the Holy Spirit upon the lost human soul, whereby respond to faith in Christ. In Christ. Now, we want to look at the soul. The born again is dealing with the spirit of man. The spirit of man. And that's what Nicodemus was talking about. How can a man be born? And Jesus was talking about the spirit. He said, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen. So the process, the regeneration is found in the Bible. It speaks of the process of passing from death into life. A man's spirit before regeneration is far from God and is considered death. And death is dissociation from life and from God, who is the fountain of life. God is life. Death is henceforth separation from God. Man's spirit is dead and therefore unable to commune with him. Either his soul control him and plunge him into life of ideas and imaginations, or the lust and the habits of his body simulated him and reduced his soul to servitude. other words, now you put, amen, you put your two hands up on your right hand and left hand, and in the middle where your head is, that's the soul. That's the soul. Amen. And many considered scriptures, considered, amen, that the man's spirit needs to be quickened because it is born dead. The new spirit, which the Lord spoke about in Nicodemus, is the new birth of the spirit. It is certainly is not a physical birth of Nicodemus suspected, nor it is a soulless one. We must note carefully that the new birth imparts God life to the spirit man. And in so much Christ has atoned for our soul and destroyed the principle of the flesh, so we who are joined to him participate in his resurrection life. And we have been union with him in his death, consequently in our spirit, that we first reap the realization of his resurrection life. New birth is something which happened entirely with the spirit. It has no relation with the body and the soul. So here we go. Here we go. Now, let's say the body, you put your two hands up, you got the body, and you got the spirit. And in the middle is the soul. In the middle is the soul. Your head is the soul. Amen. All that you have, all the dreams, all the talent, conversation, ideas, all what you thought of, what you're going to be, before you came to Christ, before you came to Christ, is you. Many scriptures, amen, talk about, amen, the soul. It talks about the soul. And many people say, oh, that's me, that's me. Amen. So many scriptures is saying that the human elements which make us human belong to the soul. Intelligence, thoughts, ideas, love, emotion, discernment, choices, decisions, etc. are but variation of experience of our soul. Amen. So you'll find, amen, that many describe, say, oh my soul, oh my soul, God bless me, God bless, oh the Lord, help me, help my soul, amen. So the spirit has nothing to do with the body. The spirit, body, soul, and spirit. The soul is the one that stands in the middle. When you come to Christ, all your ideas, all your emotion, whatever you learn from a baby up to now, whatever your parents taught you, whatever you learn on the television, whatever you read, amen, what's pushing you now, amen. And when you came to Christ, amen, and the Holy Spirit, you accepted him as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit stepped in, amen, and re-quickened that spirit. And he took a bold, and he took, amen, the position, amen, as now your spirit is capable and guaranteed quickening. When the resurrection time comes, you can be quickened. And you talk about the rapture. Your spirit man will leave the body and go be with God. That's the real you, the spirit. Now the soul is the one. Let's say he's the computer. Let's say the soul, you, your ideas, all your emotions, all your dreams. And Paul said when he came to Christ, he counted everything he learned as loss. Because when he found out that old man had him, and many times Paul wrote in the book of Romans that he still was struggling. He was trying to do good, and that old soul would rise up and begin to talk with him and deal with him about some ideas and things. And he knew it was wrong. And Paul wrote in the book of Romans also that we have to renew our mind. So the soul, we want to say that the soul is just, the soul is your mind. Let's say the soul is your mind. Now when the Holy Spirit comes in, when the Holy Spirit comes in Acts chapter 2, he said, when the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, amen, that Uzziah in the book of Isaiah, when Uzziah said why Uzziah was living, Uzziah, he was everywhere. Uzziah had wells. Uzziah had great warring machines. Uzziah had great farms. He had great cattle and horses. I mean, Uzziah's name was everywhere all over the world. I mean, all over the area. Everywhere you went, Uzziah. Amen. If he had ice cream, Uzziah ice cream, you know. Uzziah was so great a man. And God was dealing with Isaiah. But Isaiah, really, he was struggling because of the fact he had Uzziah as such a great man beyond God. And when Uzziah died, you go to Chronicles and find that Uzziah died as a leper because he thought he was so big, he went in God's house and tried to overthrow God's house, and God smote him, and you turn a leper. So you can't fight against God. But listen, Uzziah died, and Isaiah said, and he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Why? Because all the images he had in his mind of Uzziah, and he knew God lived, God used him as a prophet, but he tell Uzziah was out of his image, out of his mind, then he really had all these impressions of God, of heaven and earth, the cherubims and the serpents, and God smote and talked with him. Amen. So the same thing applying now. Many of us have to fast and pray to keep our minds on God because of so much going on in the world, so much influence of technology, money, people, places, and things. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, he's still working, because when the Holy Spirit comes in, he brings, Acts chapter 2, he gives us visions and dreams and prophecy. Amen. Visions and dreams and prophecy come to the soul, come to the man in the middle. Amen. The soul man, the soul, he comes to you now. And God has wiped away all the old things and gave you a new outlook in life. Old things, Paul said, pass away. Behold, all things become new. So when a person becomes born again, his spirit is quickening with God. And God, amen, now he's in his life. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And now you feel a whole different man. You feel such a peace in your heart and mind. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen. You've been baptized in water, amen, for the cleansing, for the removal of sin. God forgave you for all the sins, but now you got to wrestle with the old coconut, amen. That old head in the middle, amen. Not the body. The body, when the body dies, go back to the dust, amen. But the soul is connected with the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. When he quickened the spirit man, amen, rejuvenate that new man, amen, the spirit, and he draws that, amen, your mind in and refreshes your mind. And the enemy always try to come and bring back old things. And this is the area here that we have to always deal with. Amen. Study the word of God. Being in the right place, being with the right people, amen, following what God has to say, knowing who you are, knowing that the old things that you used to do, you don't do no more, amen. The places you used to go, you don't go no more, amen. So that's where we are, being born again, being born again, part two, amen, being born again, part two. As long as you live on this earth, long as it's on this earth, you're going to be dealing with the soul. You're going to be dealing with your mind. You'll be dealing with, oh, before I got saved, amen, I'm going to do this and do this. Now you came to Christ, amen. If you're not involved with the proper, amen, instructors and the proper people that lead and guide you, you will have a problem with your old self. So if you look at the thing, body and soul and spirit, amen, Jesus told me you must be born again. And he was talking about the spirit man. Because if that spirit man have not been born again, you're going to have a lot of struggles, amen, trying to live this thing without God. Because God will give you power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come, amen. The Holy Ghost, he wiped the slate away. He give you strength over the old things. But many times, if you're not aware of the old things, amen, that comes through reading the word, amen, listening to the word, being around the right people, amen, because when you go on your job, it might be like a world of Uzziah's, amen, King Uzziah's walking around the job, the environment in the community, a family, amen, so many great and powerful seduction of spirits in these last days, amen. So we want to kind of like not go too far on this subject because we want to work from the soul to the spirit. Amen. What it mean to be born again? The spirit is separate from the soul. Amen. There are three to God. So you can be, your spirit must be born again. You can't make it to heaven on a dead spirit. You cannot make it to heaven unless you have God in your life, in your spirit. The spirit must be able, amen, to be quickened, to be taken away. Amen. Eternal life, resurrection is what we're looking for. Amen. When the resurrection of life, when Jesus comes, amen, we're going to be caught up. We're going to be caught up. Amen. How is that going to happen? You need God. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be born again. Amen. That comes from the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, amen, the soul man, the man, the soul is the one, amen, he can be seduced, and he can turn around and fight against God, fight against the Spirit. He can turn around and fight against, for some reason, things can happen, and decides, well, I know I've been born again, or things don't happen. You know, we're gonna stop it there and leave it there. Amen. So we want you to call in, and you can press 1. You have a different outlook on this subject, on the soul, the body, soul, and spirit. We want to hear. Amen. We'd be glad to have. All right, we're going to 850. Last 4 digits is 2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening.
God bless you.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm glad back on the air with you guys. I was just, you know, I pray every day in Jesus, Lord, let my mind, body, and soul give me the strength to do your will and not mine. Because sometimes, you know, in my mind, where the battlefield is, the devil will try to deceive me and tell me that about things that's not true and try to lie to me. And I have to just ask the Lord, give me a sound mind. Give me a sound mind and a good attitude. I said, Lord, give me a sound mind. I said, let me put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Let me put on the whole armor of God today. Because what I'm thinking, Lord, I know it's not true. And then I remember what you told me a while back when I listened to you all, and I called you and talked to you. You said, I'm sorry. We already done won. We just in the ring, working out. You know, and Jesus Christ is the victor. And if I'm born again, that means I changed my whole way of thinking. I changed my whole attitude. I change the way I walk. I change the way I talk. I change the things I'm doing. And I ask Jesus Christ to be the head of my life all day and every day. Mm-hmm. And even that, my spirit, I rest in that. And my sleep will be sweet. It's just a good thing, and that's a good subject. You know, and I used to think when I was little, be born again was to be reborn, like, through the mother. But I learned that it's my mindset. It's what I'm thinking, what I think. how I act, the way I carry myself, the way I treat other people, and the way I treat myself. I tell my wife that all the time. Let's treat each other the way we want to be treated. If I don't want it done to me, then I don't need to do it to nobody else. And that's where I'm at, and I'm glad to be on the show. Sometimes I get so busy, I don't forget about you guys. I love y'all. Thank you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful testimony. Amen. We can all can eat off of that and relate to what you're saying. Amen. We all, amen. If we don't work at it, amen, it won't happen. We got a part to do. We got a part to do. We can work at it. Amen. Anyone else can push one on your phone. Amen. We'd be glad to have you. Amen. Express yourself. Encourage. Comment does help encourage others. Amen. It does help encourage one another. Amen. You might not feel that what you saying or doing, like Peter told in his epistle, he said, "Don't think it's strange. Like you're the only one. You're not the only one." Amen. We all had to learn things. We're all learning and learning. The old folks used to say that the Lord give every bird his food, but he doesn't throw it into the nest. Amen. The past is history. Today is a gift. And that's why we call the present. Amen. So we call the day the present. Amen. So, God, we all growing. That's what you call growing pains. When you realize every day. All right, we had area code 803. The last four digits is 1005.
God bless you, Bishop.
Hello.
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. We thank God for the program tonight. Thank God for you. Amen. I appreciate what I'm hearing. I thought she was doing a good job. You should have went ahead and finished your teaching there. And right. Say you don't fight a man when he's doing good. But born again is you're born again from above. And that's something. Mm-hmm. In other words, God had commanded it that become the Jesus. And mm-hmm. and Jesus is, when you really look at it, he's like a ship, if you will, a enclosed vessel. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
God takes and puts us in him. You see? And therefore
mm-hmm.
therefore, God carries us. He's the carrier. He's the vessel that he carries us. Now, this after you understand your birth, and you know,
mm-hmm.
you use that word birth and born, reborn, you use them interchangeably, but what you have to look at is that a woman, before the baby is born, a birth, he's carried. See what I'm saying? So born
mm-hmm.
has two, it means to what? Start again, and then it means to be
mm-hmm.
carried. That makes sense,
right.
Don't it? And so
all
this
right.
is what God does. He puts us in Christ. Amen. And you notice the funny thing about it, and I just had some of this other night in Bible study. The funny thing about it is that you are born again. You are being birth, you are being, ain't just a one-time thing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
To get connected
mm-hmm.
with God is one time, so God watches over to keep connected, because he really refreshes and he fills you again with his spirit, and the spirit is the connector, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this is why Jesus said in what was that, Matthew, concerning man shouldn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. In other words, you are connected to, you ain't like the world now. You're connected to God. In other words, your day-to-day walk is ordered by God, you see. And not only that, he's closer to us because when you receive Jesus, amen, what God comes in and live, it's a God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So it's a simple process. Really, when you get the Spirit of God, you begin to understand these little simple things. Other than that, before you get, you'll talk about the Spirit. I mean, you might read about it, but you really don't know because he gives life. See what I'm saying? And nobody can talk about life until they have lived it. So this is what we are facing when you're born again. God want to redo you, amen, so that what? We can have peace with him. The rest of the world is going to be destroyed. And it's difficult to say that because of so much technology and the understanding of man, but God still stands on his word. He stands by his word. This is why he sent Jesus. And all of us in Christ, that God carries us. You know, Devil John said, If you say that Christ hadn't come in the flesh, you ain't saved. You ain't born and you ain't healed. See what I'm saying? So
yes,
so the rebirth process is necessary. And that's what the old time ministry, when I got started, that's what they preach. It's necessary. You don't have no other choice. So
yes,
that's
sir.
My take on it. You got to what? Get hold of heaven. Amen. And heaven is going to stay with you, going to overshadow you. Amen. And you, let me say this now, quit. To prove what I'm saying, God convicts you through the Spirit. Amen. But you ain't filled yet. You see?
All right.
And this is his way of building the house. You see? This is the way of building a mansion. And you find that John 14, when he said that God, Jesus said that in my Father's house are many mansions. He talking about us. He talking about the process that God has already done. You see what I'm saying? And so it was necessary for him to go away, amen, and prepare a place. So he died, amen, and he became what? But both Lord and Christ. So it's really simple to, and I thank God that I got some sense about it, because I don't have to be in awe, but the Spirit of God tell you to be quiet and just listen. Isn't that wonderful? And this is where you express your born again, your life process in quietness. And there are times when he tell you to speak, he issues you to speak. You can be trying to speak soft, but your words have such a anointing or such power behind it. And this is the process by where God set up. He said, I give you power to become sons of God. Amen. So from the time that the Lord touched you until the time Jesus come back for you, you're walking through the born-again process. This is why he said, I'm gonna stay with you. I'm going to remain with you. So Aaron Garrett and Bishop Poole, in Christ, we don't have no business, no potential to go to hell. Because the Lord said, I ain't going to leave you. Now, what it look like you going to hell and Christ is in you? You get what I'm saying? Now you see the necessary, the necessity of being born again. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. Amen. All right. Very good points, as always. Amen. Like I say again, those that want to review this broadcast, you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. / Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And review this broadcast. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We have another caller. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We'd be glad to put you in. Amen. We need to go to heaven. You can't jump on the train because you thought about it. And the man said, well, you got to buy a ticket, sir. You got to pay the price. You got to pay the price. So the issue is that we cannot take the old man with us. Paul the Apostle. Amen. And there are things that we need to clean up, with things that God will let us know we had to get right. The Apostle Peter, he was prejudiced, the chief apostle. Amen. He was a Jew, but he had nothing to do with any other race of people. Amen. And God had said, no, wait a minute now. And God dealt with him in a vision. Amen. Because his old mind, his old thinking had to be corrected. When God come in, he will correct you in love. He'll direct you and let you know, amen, what the issue is, what the answer should be. So when we're in Christ, amen, all we have to do is learn how to pray, talk to him, believe in him, amen. We should have to draw off our resources. Draw off our resources. Sometimes we miss our blessing because of the old ideas, old ways, where you want to be, how you want to do this, and Lord giving you a whole new fresh, amen, walk in life. Amen. It is a great thing. It's about, amen, you really don't have to do no more than what you're doing now. Just say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. When we get off the air and pray and talk to him, forgive me all my sins, help me, oh God. And this is what the church is about. The church is about, amen, leading and guiding and helping you. That's what we're doing here, studying God's word, that we'll come together and explain to each other. Amen. Somebody in there should be know a little bit more than everybody else, or be able to lead and direct you through the word of God. You go home and pray and ask the Holy Spirit, and he illuminated more, if you understand it. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Those that are listening, amen, or put your phone on speaker if you're moving around. Amen. We're glad to have you and you. Amen. And this is after salvation, after being born again. We call salvation, amen, being saved has to take place in the mind and soul and spirit. Amen. It does take place. Amen. Your mind begin to, old things begin to pass away. Old things. In other words, you stop having an appetite. You know how your appetite change? Amen. You get up in the morning, you want a whole cake and ice cream, and you find out the doctor say, no, you can't eat all that in the morning. Oh, no, that's putting your whole system out of whack. That's too much sugar. Amen. And you find out you got to change your appetite. Amen. For the betterment. And that's what the Holy Spirit began to work on the soul, work on the head, work on the old coconut. Science teachers used to tell us, you don't put nothing in a can but a marble, and you start shaking around, ain't nothing in there. Amen. You got to renew your mind. You have to get all that old situation. And God gave us the power, give us the ability, amen, to change that thinking. Because if you keep that bad thinking, amen, and that'll be a warfare. John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. You got to back down, amen, to accept Jesus. God's not going to run over your thinking and your talking. Amen, you want to hold on to them old ideas. No, the Spirit of God give you a new insight about life. Give you a new insight about living and about people, places, and things. You don't have no more fear and worration. Amen. You talk to yourself about it. Amen. Amen. Push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about what it means to be born again. Amen. I should have put part 2 on it. But anyway, there's so many have started out in Christ. Amen. They find themselves, and I know for a fact, amen, if you don't be careful, amen, you find yourself around Judas, amen, you can find yourself around Thomas. And Thomas was one of the 12 that Jesus had. Amen. You have to learn how to adjust. But through the Spirit of God, he keep pushing you, encouraging you through people, places, and things. So you can make it. You can make it. Amen. Once that soul... Once that inner man, your soul in the middle decided he gonna do something, you know for yourself. When that head get stubborn, people call it stubborn about being saved and about doing this. Once you turn it towards God and decide to say, well, I'm tired of this kind of situation. I want to be a victorious person, and I don't want to be caught down here, amen, in bad situation because of my thinking. Amen. The Holy Spirit, if you anything you want from God, if you ask him, he'll help you. That's one thing should be cleared up. You ask Jesus about situations and things, he'll give you the answer. He'll help you. He loved you. He died on the cross for you. Amen. Amen. All right, just push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. Those that are listening, amen. If you want to share a question, because we're about three quarters of the way through the program, and we don't want to leave anyone out, amen, to go through the day without an answer, a question. And number one, we want to make sure become clear about it. Amen. Once you accept Christ and you be born again, that's the spirit. That's not the body. That's the spirit. It's the spirit man. It's the inner man come alive to God. And things that you never thought, amen, compassion and love that you thought you was missing, amen, you become now, amen, loving and kind. Amen. You never thought there was such a love in your life. Amen. That God bring from above. There's no poison in it. There's no nothing in it. No contamination or nothing. No recall in it. Amen. With all these recalls going, no recall in it. Amen. It's from heaven. Comes straight from heaven. Amen. All right. We have a caller. Amen. I believe. I'm sure. Amen. Let's push one on your phone, and the other technician will put you in. Amen. If you have any comments or questions, amen, because of the next 10 minutes, we will go into prayer for all those that are listening. Amen. It's free. Salvation is free. It's free. It's free. And God, that's why the church has been around so many years. And you think that where all of this things that are happening, amen, all institutions, amen, Jesus set up the church. He died for the church. The church always going to be in the black or the red, amen. The church came up through chaos and struggles, amen. So the church was made in that situation. So the church always going to be here. It's going to be here. Amen. So it's free. Amen. You can believe it. You can accept Christ in your home, in your heart, and talk with him. Get you a Bible. Amen. Begin reading. Amen. Or get you some, there's many tapes out there, cassette tapes. You can put your tape on, let it play out through the days, or just have it playing around your house. Amen. And get the word in your mind. Amen. Get your memory being reborn. The word of God is sharp. Cuts down through the bone and the marrow. Amen. You don't believe it? You can talk to some people that go to church. Amen. You might go to church and they do everything. Time to work, get up, they want to get out. Not but 2 hours. 2 hours in the day. 2 hours or less. But yet and still, that old coconut man, that old man in the middle, that old soul can't stand that word. Can't stand that word. So let you know, amen, if anything bothering you, amen, you accepting Christ, if you got a problem with any kind of different worration or fear or troubles that dealing with your mind, soul, and spirit, you just put a little bit more Jesus in it. Put a little more reading the word and listening to the word. Amen. And kind of put yourself on a diet away from all the negativity. Amen. That the inner man can be reborn. Your soul, like James said. Amen. Get the engrafted word that the soul can be saved. Your mind can be saved. Amen. Yes, the spirit can be born again. Amen. But it can be struggling against your mind. It's something you still have to do. You still have to train your mind. You still have to be positive. Think positive. Amen. And many years ago, and you can always see, for example, if I can use this example, that when we was coming up, amen, you can find men and women, and you can talk with them and say, okay, what about going to church? What about this? I'm okay. And they can be walking. Amen. Nothing. I'm okay. I'm all right. Amen. I'm going to make it. They have a positive mind. And, you know, many of us out there, before we came to Christ, we thought we had the right system. But the devil, you'll find out when you come to Christ, amen, that he has a system that fights against the whole world, not just one person. He's fighting against the whole world. Amen. Because he don't like the church. The devil does not like the church. Amen. He does not like the church. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Amen. I don't want to talk too much. Maybe somebody just want to share or leave a question. Because we got in a minute, we're going to go, another 5 minutes, we're going to go into prayer for those that are listening. Amen. I remember a man many years ago on the radio when I first got saved. Amen. I'm moving around. And I heard the radio. The man was speaking. He said, don't let everything go in your mind. When you get it in mind, use Bible scriptures, a song. Don't let it sit around in your mind if you know it's not a good thing. You know, when babies in Christ come to Christ, we feel and we don't understand that your mind can go with you or against you. Amen. That old mind can go with you or against you. That mind decides to say, well, I don't like church. And that's the real you. Unless you train it, it will work. All right? Area code 803. Last four digits, 1005.
You know, Bishop, by listening, you know the spirit of a thing is the way the thing goes. The spirit mm-hmm. of anything is the way it goes. Be it fast, slow, that's the spirit of it. Be it clean or dirty, that's the spirit of it. And this is what happens when God's we are born again. You see, our spirit is affected. You see, now only God can do this. Now I've noticed lately myself how many changes people are seeking other ways to get to God. You understand? When he already has it prepared. If you don't come to Jesus, you're going to stay out in the cold. He is the way to God. Amen. And so many things are being changed now until, you know, somebody want to create something new. And this is all out of the spirit of man, you see. No doubt, we are brilliant-minded now. All kind of knowledge is flowing. But still, we need the Holy Ghost, you see. If we want to be called gods, if we want to ever get, we must be connected through Christ Jesus. And that's really what I want to say, because you get hold of God, He's gonna help you. You see, he gonna bring you closer. And the thing that I like about it is kind of rough when you really look at it. When you come to Jesus, he's so loving. Well, really, what he asks you is what God told him. You want to live, then you got to die. And like you said, the spirit. Your spirit got to be changed. How do you change your spirit? You got to die to sin. You see? And that's what catches a whole lot of us. We look at the cross of Jesus, but Jesus said, except you carry your cross, you cannot be my disciple. So that's a big part of it. That's why I said born again, because the old you Amen. You got to change that. And only God can change it. So he sent us his word, and he put his love in us, that he can trust us. You see, he trusts us because that love is a tough issue. Amen. That's all in it. Now we atomize and talk about it, but God, he's so great. He's working this thing. He's working it out in our favor all the time. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. As always, amen. Those that are listening, amen. Those that are listening now, amen. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. And you need to find a place to worship. Need to find a place that believe in the whole continence of God, God the Father, the creation, God the Son, amen. The one died and set up the church. And we are in the spirit age of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, he is preparing us to make that journey, make that quick rise. Amen. All those that are his. I know many times we don't want to go into this question, but it just came across my mind many times. They said, well, what happened to the Christians that died? Did God separate them? Would he do this, that, and the other? They spirited. They with Christ. The spirit is caught up. Whew, it's gone. These disasters, these floods, these hurricanes, these fires. Anyone to die in Christ, amen, their spirit is gone. Amen. They're with him now, but the body will be here. Like many times, cremation, people create the body, got the ashes and dust, amen, but the spirit is gone. The spirit man is gone, amen. Be with Christ, amen. That's what we hear about, the resurrection, amen. You got to get your ticket. The ticket is to be your spirit, be born again. All right, we need about two or three. Can give us a 30-second prayer. Just push one on your phone. Amen. We're getting out. All right, 850-2337.
Oh, Father God, once again, we come before your presence. Lord, we thank you for the confidence. For the confidence, Lord, that you left here to rule and abide in us daily. Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for each brother. We pray for our family. We pray for life in general. Lord, we pray for this fortune, the crippled, blind, faith, the deep, deaf, dark, always in the home, the sick and shut in, the sick and suffering, the person that's confused, mixed up, the one that don't know Jesus. Lord, by Jesus Christ's stripes, we're healed, we're whole, there's nothing missing, there's nothing broken. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless our family members, our household, our wives, and the many, many people that made this day possible for me. All power in your hand, all life in your hand, all death in your hand. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you. One more quick prayer. 803-1005.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness toward all men. We thank you, Lord, for the truth is yet the light. We thank you, Jesus, what you've done there at Calvary. I thank you so much for saving me, changing mine. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not puffed up. But I've heard your word, and you told me to humble myself. Then you'll raise me up. Thank you for Bishop tonight and all those that are listening. We have, oh God, help us, oh Lord, that justice, oh God, will avail. Praise you, God, for the mercy that we receive. We thank you for everything. How you've kept us all these time and these years. Thank you for the blessings in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all of listening. Thank God for you. Remember, that's why the Lord said be specific when you pray, because the mind, James said, the mind can be double-minded, and that's your thinking can go back and forth, because the spirit, man, you be specific. Everything in the spirit is exact. It's not halfway this and halfway that. So when you pray for God, we pray for God to help elevate everybody's mind, understanding in heaven, because it goes to heaven, be filtered out, come back down to earth. Amen. So whatever God is doing for you, God bless you and hold on. Amen. It's coming. Your blessing is coming. It's coming. It's coming. God bless you till another time. We love you. Bless you.